Single-use plastic checkout bags have been officially banned in Sault Ste. Marie for almost 2 months, a decision of our city council. But what about all those plastic yard signs used in great numbers during the recent election by some of the same council candidates? They're essentially cheap, single-use plastic bags, mounted on wireframes. Is there a difference? On Monday, Ward 1 Count. Sandra Hollingsworth will propose limiting the number of election signs in the city. A resolution to be introduced by Hollingsworth and fellow Ward 1 Count. Sunny Spina also proposes imposing election sign permits. If council follows through on her idea, it would also apply to candidates in provincial and federal elections. The following is the full text of the Hollingsworth-Spina resolution. Monday's city council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 4:30 p.m. Election signs. Mover. Councillor S. Hollingsworth. Seconder. Councillor S. Spina. Whereas election signs educate or promote candidates in municipal, provincial and federal elections, including school board trustees, and whereas a number of candidates use other means such as social media, media partners and so forth to advertise themselves and their platforms, and whereas the city of Sault Ste. Marie has a bylaw that states where election signs can be placed, rules on removal, however it fails to outline a limit on the number that can be posted within the community. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to review other municipal bylaws, specifically to limiting the number of signs used and the imposition of election sign permits and report back with a recommendation regarding a new election sign bylaw for municipal, provincial and federal elections, including school board and or other type of elections.